What would you say if I told you the same brand of tequila tastes different with every batch they bring out? Today, we're going to go through Tierra de Ensueños batch number 5. I got this little sample here from Ensueño to give it a try. So I figured, man, let's do it here on the show and talk about this tequila. This is coming out of NAM 1580, Hacienda del Oviedo. And this is in Jesus Maria. It's part of a 3,000-acre agave ranch and is home to several tequilas that I really like. And this one is made by a couple people that I really think are great in the tequila world, one of them being Sergio Cruz and the other one being Oscar Vazquez. So they work together to make this tequila at 1580. Highland agaves, stone brick oven, roller mill macerated, open fermentation, twice distillation, and they've really put together something awesome. And what they do is they highlight each batch that they make, and each one has a little bit different flavor profile. I have reviewed one of them. It is the oldest Blanco in the world. It's the J-Bear single barrel that came out. It was rested for 59 days and 59 hours, I think 59 seconds, and it's fantastic. So let's dive into batch 5 and see what we got here. On the nose is a really nice cooked agave. There's a nice citrus. I can't put my thumb on which one that it is. Might be a little bit of grapefruit to a little bit of orange blossom. It has a really nice floral note with it as well. And I think I'm picking up a little bit of spiciness on the nose. Let's dive into the taste of this one. Wow, I really like the mouthfeel. I want to say it's soft and it coats your mouth really nice. I get a great cooked agave. I get a really nice hint of lemon and lime zest with just a little bit of orange. I pick up a little bit of like a wet, almost like a wet dirt type earthy flavor. And then it's cinnamon. I get a really nice cinnamon in the finish. I probably should have got a batch to do next to this one to compare those. I think I'll do that next time when I do an Ensueño video. This is just such an easy sipper for me. I can't wait to try a couple of their repos and compare the batches of their repos. They do have one that's a rum cask repo that I'm really excited about trying. And if you want to dive into a tequila that's going to change up with every batch and kind of keep track of each of those batch changes, this is definitely one to check out. I also have a review of batch 1 on the Tequila Report if you want to check that out. I'm really excited to be part of the Tequila Report, which is a fantastic newsletter, magazine, website program that's coming out. J-Bear and Tequila Maddie have put this together, and they put together some phenomenal information. So go over to the Tequila Report, check them out. I'll put a link in the description. I'll also put a link in the description of where you can get Ensueño, a fantastic tequila. Cheers. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.